I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is our first news of the new year. The old is gone, packed up, left the building, no forwarding address. The new year is here, standing in the doorway like, so, you got any plans? Or are we just winging this? We all swore this year would be different. New habits, better sleep, healthier choices, less screen time, more water, fewer carbs, more patience. And somehow, but January 2nd on Saturday, we're probably already negotiating with ourselves. Okay, but technically, coffee counts as self-care. Our problems didn't disappear magically at midnight, but neither did the hope. The new year is a blank page, with new coffee stains, some smudges, and maybe a questionable paragraph already started. But that's okay. That's real life. So here to a new year. May it be kinder, funnier, a little less dramatic, and may we all figure out just enough to pretend we know what we're doing. Cheers to that. Good news on the feather alert. The risk missing person, Puni Z. Benkoma, has been found and is safe and sound. Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors for a January 6th Finance Committee meeting is canceled. Yesterday at 8:45 a.m., a power outage was reported by numerous folks as the power in June Lake failed. At 1 o'clock, when we called to confirm and verified on Southern California Edison's website, it didn't appear up there as an outage. We appreciate the hard work of our local linemen and other workers that do try to keep the system up and running. But communication from this company, Southern California Edison, must do better. Power was restored to the area later in the afternoon yesterday. Sad news, on December 28, 2025, at approximately 12:02 p.m., a 26-year-old male was driving a 2025 Jeep Wrangler on SR-190 near Saline Valley Road at a high rate of speed with three passengers. For an unknown reason, driver made an unsafe turning movement, left the roadway, lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle overturned several times. Two unrestrained passengers were ejected from the vehicle. The two unrestrained passengers received immediate fatal injuries. The driver and passenger were transported to the University Medical Center in Las Vegas with major injuries. The driver was arrested in Nevada, and prosecution is being sought through the Inyo County District Attorney's Office. This collision is under investigation by the Bishop Area CHP. If you have any information regarding the collision, please call the Bishop Area CHP at 760-872-5150 or the Bishop Communications Center, 760-872-5900. Congressman Kevin Kiley issued the following statement in response to the United States removing President Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela. The United States, Venezuela, and the entire Western Hemisphere and international order are immeasurable. Better off with Nicolas Maduro removed from power. Today marks the end of Maduro's illegitimate rule and narco-terrorist reign and the beginning of a legal process for bringing him to justice. It is also a chance at a new beginning for the people of Venezuela, one where dictatorship, socialism, and poverty are replaced by democracy, freedom, and prosperity. The role of the United States in helping usher in that future must integrally involve Congress moving forward. Thank you to our incredible service members who carried out this operation with unmatched skill and courage. Well, Warren Newman, born on April 11, 1924 in Inglewood, California, passed away on November 20, 25 at the age of 101. A visitation will be held at Miller Jones Mortuary located at 1501 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California on January 13, 2026 from 4 to 8 p.m. A committal service will take place at Riverside National Cemetery, 22495 Van Buren Boulevard, Riverside, California, on January 14, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 10:30. In lieu of flowers, family asks that you donate to the charity of your choice. Caltrans has quite a few new incoming traffic impacts. I'm just going to read what they are. You can go to our website to find out more information. But in Inyo County, Tecopa pole replacement be taking place Tuesday from 8 to 4. in Mono County. There'll be Bridgeport utility work. It'll be Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 o'clock. It's going to be on U.S. 395 near Immigrant Street. June Lake pole replacement on State Route 158 near Shore Drive from Aspendale Road to the powerhouse. Work is scheduled for Tuesday, 8 to 4 p.m. Expect 10-minute delays. Virginia Lakes utility work on U.S. 395 will be taking place Monday through Wednesday from 8 to 4 p.m. Green Creek Road work will be taking place on U.S. 395, State Route 270. It'll be Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 4 p.m. Benton Pole replacement, U.S. Highway 6, will be at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Jack Sawyer Road pole replacement near Jack Sawyer Road off of 395 in Bridgeport, Friday from 8 to 4 will be pole replacement. For a complete detailed list of what those are, or more on the ongoing reports, I encourage you to head out to our website at sierrawave.net. Follow us for more news also on Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown.